Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
To resign and allow us to move forward in a controlled process.
Yeah.
If he doesn't do so, he will be vacated.
GOP Viewed continues over Ukraine aid, as that was Marjorie Taylor Greene over the weekend. The House Speaker was able to muscle through that plan over the weekend. It was one of many breaking news alerts we sent you in the WOKV app. Live team coverage takes us to Washington. Fox's Jared Halpern. Perhaps it's good that the House is out this week. Everyone can catch their breath, but is he on ouster alert at this point?
It's hard to tell. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not real specific about what it is that she aims to do. I think it's notable that that vote was not called before they left over the weekend, because the rule in Washington generally is when you have the vote, you vote. So there may have been an indication that a vote to vacate the chair, to oust Speaker Johnson, may not have been a successful one. She and some of those supporting this move have said that they're going to use this time back in their home districts to gauge the views and thoughts of their constituents. But it's clear that there remains a deep divide in the Republican conference over kind of foreign policy writ large. Certainly this has been kind of coming to a head as it relates to aid for Ukraine, but there has been a deep divide, and we saw it play out in the early days of the Republican presidential primary as well, about kind of the U.S. role. And historically, the Republican Party has been much more of the hawkish party, a little bit more of the interventionist party as it relates to U.S. foreign policy. And clearly that is moving away from an awful lot of Republicans. And you're seeing that play out as we did this weekend with a vote in the House of Representatives to fund Ukraine that got more votes from Democrats than it did Republicans.
Yeah, $61 billion in aid for Ukraine. It's expected to pass Senate this week. It's also noteworthy that there's other funding for other needs as well. Can you kind of walk us through that?
Yeah, so this is very similar to the full national security supplemental that President Biden put forward several months ago. It puts forward, obviously, that money for Ukraine. There is money in there for Israel as it continues its campaign in Gaza, money as well for Palestinians in Gaza, in the West Bank. And there's a big security boost for the Indo-Pacific region, specifically Taiwan. And one of the things that you have heard from President Biden and even Republicans like Mitch McConnell and others is that, you know, these three kind of areas of the world, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's the Middle East, or whether it's the Indo-Pacific, are sort of interrelated because of the burgeoning relationships that we are seeing between Iran, Russia, and China, and the threats that those pose to each of those regions and American foreign policy at large. And so that's, again, part of the debate that has been playing out over the last several weeks in Congress. It looks like the Senate will make pretty quick work of this. We'll see what they're able to do when they meet back in session tomorrow. But this is a package of bills that really tracks pretty closely to what it is that President Biden has been asking from Congress for quite some time.
President Biden is going to be in Florida this week on the campaign trail, while the opponent is going to be in a courtroom opening statements in former President Trump's criminal trial scheduled to get underway today.
In a remarkable moment in American history. I think that it maybe doesn't feel as big a moment as it is, because we don't have the television cameras, we don't have sort of the audio, the inside look of that courtroom. But this is the first time now that a former president of the United States is facing criminal charges, a felony charges in New York. Those opening arguments getting set today after they spent about a week seating a jury. Trial's expected to last about 6 weeks or so, but it should be a remarkable moment as former president tries to balance being a criminal defendant now in his first of four potential trials, and also running for re-election. They do have Wednesdays off in court, so expect that to be a bit of a campaign day for the former president.
And along those lines, Thursday of this week is when the U.S. Supreme Court takes up the Trump case, the Trump immunity case.
Yeah.
Obviously, President Trump wouldn't be there anyway, but former President Trump wouldn't be at the Supreme Court. But that is yet another legal angle that the former president's involved in this week.
Well, the former president's actually indicated he would have liked to have been there, but he'll be in New York at that criminal trial. And that's going to be a remarkable moment again. I'll be in the court that day, Rich, because the Supreme Court, for the first time, is really considering whether or not a former president has presidential immunity for criminal prosecution for conduct alleged to have involved official acts during his tenure in office. That raises a lot of different questions. What is an official act? What happens if that official act is against the law? What's the extent of immunity? And this is all tied to the federal election case here in Washington, D.C. that has been on hold, as the president's lawyers have claimed that he does have immunity, that these are all related to actions he took while in office. And presidents, they argue, cannot be held criminally responsible for those. That is not something that the Supreme Court has ever sort of dove into. They have sort of looked at civil aspects of the law, but not criminal. And boy, it's going to be remarkable arguments on Thursday. We'll see how quickly the Supreme Court is able to rule on that. They have expedited this case, put it on a fast track, knowing full well that it is tied very closely to a criminal case that could have major implications in the November election, Rich.
All right, Fox's Jared Halpern, part of our live team coverage every day from Washington, man. Thanks.